Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Let's call to order our meeting of the Accessibility Advisory Council. Today is Tuesday, November 27th of 2018, and it is 2:01. We will begin by calling roll to confirm our quorum. If you would be mindful that of any background noise going on around you, the intercom is picking it up, and if your phone is set very loud, you'll also hear an echo. Please answer by saying here for roll call. Joe Delvecchio. Jim Woolihan.
Here.
Beth Meyer.
Here.
Paul Martell.
Here.
Lois Labelcrow or Darlene.
Here.
Paul Vixney.
Here.
Allison Klein.
Here.
Thank you. That does give us a quorum. We'd like to have a motion to approve the agenda as posted.
There's people from the public here.
Thank you. And who would that be, please?
Diana Worrell.
Diana Worrell. Anyone else on the line from the public?
Robert Fine.
Thank you, Robert. Anyone else? Thank you. I'm Marlita Peters, helping to facilitate your meeting today.
Mo Madani.
Justin Vogel.
Tom Campbell.
Chris Howell.
Chip Sellers.
Jim Hammers. Robert Bigbo.
Thank you, and that's the staff here in the room. All right. Now, to approve our agenda, we need a motion, please, and a second.
I'll make a motion to approve the agenda in a minute. Beth, this is Beth.
Thank you, Beth. Do we have a second?
Mm-hmm. This is Paul Martell, a second.
Mr. Martell, second. All those in favor, please vote by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Next, we'd like to approve our previous minutes of Monday, September the 24th of 2018, if there are no changes or corrections. TAC members, we need a motion to approve the minutes.
I propose the motion to approve it.
Thank you. Second?
Beth Miles, second.
Beth, second. All those in favor, please vote by saying aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Next, we would like to do an introduction of our new members and have staff go over the format of the staff analysis of waiver applications. Mo?
Yeah. Good afternoon. This is Mo Madani. Can you hear me?
Yes.
All right. Thank you. What I'm going to do is really give you the same presentation that I have given before, and because now we have really new members, we just wanted to really get them up to speed of the process and how, you know, we go about reviewing applications and the staff analysis and so on. Let's see. Okay, can you see the presentation?
This is what they see.
Yes, yeah, can you see the presentation? Can you see the slides?
Yes.
Okay, all right. Good, good. Thank you. All right. The first slide, which is really titled Florida Statute 553.512, this is the statute sections that authorize the council to review waivers for accessibility. And the statute mainly provide for the criteria for granting the waiver, which we'll talk about shortly. Also state that your authority only is limited to waiving those Florida-specific requirements. Those are stated in the Florida statute. As part of the Florida Statute 553. It does state that the determination is based on the fact that the requirement is unnecessary, unreasonable, or provide for extreme hardship. Also, the law, the Florida statute state that you can waive the Florida-specific requirement, however, you have no authority to waive an ADA requirement. So your waiver authority is only down to the ADA. So we can only waive down to the ADA. Also, Florida statute says if an applicant for a waiver demonstrates economic hardship, a waiver shall be granted. And we will go about the hardship and all that, the criteria for it. The ground for approval, of a waiver is the three criteria. One, you have to only satisfy one, which is economic hardship, historic nature, technical infeasibility. For economic hardship, it really is tied closely to the disproportionate test, the 20%, which says that the accessible path of travel is required to the extent it is not disproportionate to the total cost. Disproportionate is defined as exceeding 20% of the total cost of alteration to the primary function area. The 20% cap applies only to the costs associated with the accessible path of travel, including an accessible route to the primary function area from site arrival points, entrances, and retrofits to restrooms, telephones, and drinking fountains. Economic hardship. The test that we always look for when we want to address economic hardship is we ask this question. Does the cost of providing vertical accessibility meet or exceed the 20% of the cost of alteration to the primary function area? If the 20% threshold is met, we have no choice but to waive the requirement. And this really does not apply to new construction. So this test only applies to, or the criteria only applies to alteration. The second criteria for issuing a waiver is the historic nature for historic facilities. There is a definition for historic buildings. It says building or facility that are listed in the National Register of Historic Places or designated as historic under an appropriate state or local law. Consideration, circumstances where compliance with the standard would threaten or destroy the historic integrity or significance of a facility as determined by the appropriate authority having jurisdiction. And we normally with this, we look for a letter from the Department of State, giving us information about the historic significance of the buildings. Historic natures. So what we do, we need to really, when somebody submitting applications, ask, has the applicant provided documentation of the historic significance of the building? Would the historic significance of the structure be negatively impacted by the alteration applicant would have to make to provide accessibility? And normally with historic significance, one can combine with it the technical infeasibility, especially when there is the structural elements has to be removed or which is already threatened mainly the structural integrity of the building. The third criteria is technical infeasibility. Determination require a site-specific assessment of constraints or complications that prohibit compliance. Example include work that impact a facility's structural frame or that would conflict with applicable codes or building requirement. Technical infeasibility So the test we ask or a question, is the structure built in a way that would otherwise place unnecessary, unreasonable, or extreme hardship on the applicants if they were required to provide accessibility. Also, we look for, has the applicant provided comments from a licensed design professional? Also, we can really ascertain that would have to, does he have to rebuild, demolish, encroach on the property lines, etc. So all these could be, you know, looked at as a justification for the technical infeasibility. The format of the staff analysis for the economic hardship, historic nature, technical infeasibility, which is really, as we go through these analyses, you will see that the format consists of the following. It consists of the issue, what really we're dealing with, vertical accessibility to the second floor, and so on. The project type, is it an alteration, a new construction, and so on. The project progress, is it under a plans review, or is it completed, and so on. Compliance estimate. We do look at how much the applicant have spent toward making the building accessible. So we look at the cost of compliance. The project construction cost, we look at the total construction cost as it relates to alteration to the primary function area. Then you have a staff analysis, which is mainly summarize the request. Uploaded documents. Also, you will see in the analysis what the applicant has uploaded as required by the rule. The site plans, the cost estimates, etc. A staff recommendation. You'll have a staff recommendation says, you know, based on this, based on these facts, we recommend this. Items to be waived. Now, for you, we always look for a member to make a motion. So we here constructed the motion that you may consider. One, you could say, I move to recommend that the Florida Building Commission approve this request for waiver on the ground of. You can say, or what you have to say, on the ground of economic hardship, historic nature, or technical infeasibility. So you can use this as a basis for making your motion. You can say, or you can say, I move to recommend that the Florida Building Commission deny this application. And with the denial, we don't ask for a rationale. You can just say, we recommend denial. And if all the members agreed, then you take an action on that. I move to recommend that the Florida Building Commission defer this request for waiver to the next meeting of the council and the commission for the purpose of allowing the applicant to, maybe you needed, you feel like you cannot really make a decision on this issue because you need maybe additional information. Or maybe you feel like the building official needs to be contacted to get more information about the project or the status of the project, etc. Our agendas and meetings, are they always available from our website? Our website address is www.floridabuilding.org. The agendas for the meetings and the commission agenda is posted on the calendar. The calendar is below the main menu of the website. If all fails and you still have questions and you need help, please call the staff, 850-717-1825. Any questions you have, you want to further clarifications, please do ask. Any question, guys? All right, well, thank you.
With no questions, we'll move ahead to the waivers that need to be reviewed today. We will begin with Lilo Casado, waiver number 315. Chip?
The issue is vertical accessibility to a warehouse and mezzanine. The project type is an alteration to an existing building or facility. Project progress is completed. Compliance estimate and amount spent on accessible features is $137,132. Project construction cost and construction over the past 3 years is $284,392. The applicant is requesting a waiver from providing vertical accessibility to a warehouse and a mezzanine of a freight company with three bays totaling 61,546 square feet. The applicant had a fire that destroyed one-third of the building. The construction is to restore the fire damage with a cost of $284,392. The applicant submitted an estimate of $30,000 and $32,000 for a lift to the mezzanine, an estimate of $61,531.95, and $66,638.95 for a new ramp and stairs was also submitted for the warehouse. Substantial financial costs will be incurred by the owner if the waiver is denied. Staff recommendation. The compliance estimate amounts to 48% of the total cost of construction. Staff recommends granting the request for a waiver on the grounds of economic hardship.
Do we have anyone on the line representing Lilo Casado? Hearing none. Council members, we would like to ask for a motion and your recommendations.
Yes, this is Jim Woolahan, and I move to recommend that the Florida Building Commission approve this request for the waiver on the grounds of economic hardship.
Do we have a second?
I second the motion.
Thank you, Darlene. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion to accept this on economic hardship, please vote by saying aye.
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 Oh. Aye.
Thank you. Any opposed? Moving now to the next item for discussion, number two, Greenview Hotel, waiver number 359.
The issue is vertical accessibility to all levels. Project type is alteration to an existing building or facility. Project progress and plan review. The applicant is requesting a waiver from providing vertical accessibility to the elevated first floor of a three-story historic hotel with 16,100 square feet and 45 guest rooms. The second and third floors are serviced by an elevator with dimensions of 50 inches wide by 33 inches deep. 11.5 square feet provided with a door clear opening width of 33 inches compared to the required minimum dimensions of 36 inches width by 54 inches depth, 16 square feet required. Because of the elevator's location being adjacent to the various means of egress, the elevator cannot be enlarged without encroaching on these required means of egress. The stair from the lobby to the first floor guest rooms level narrows to 58 and a half at the top. The finished width of the corridor, the stair is sandwiched between the elevator on one side and the historic front desk. This would allow only for a wheelchair stair lift to be used. However, because of the width of the stair and the encroachment of the lift would encroach into the required means of egress and would not be approved by the fire marshal. For that reason, providing a lift to the first elevated level would be technically infeasible and would destroy the historic front desk. The applicant is renovating the bathrooms and the guest rooms. The hardship is caused by condition or set of conditions affecting the owner, which does not affect owners. Staff recommendation. Staff recommends granting the request for the waiver for vertical accessibility on the grounds of technical infeasibility.
Do we have anyone on the line representing Greenview Hotel?
Good afternoon. This is Robert Fine representing the Greenview Hotel.
Thank you, Robert. Would you like to make any comments?
Yes. First of all, I'd like to thank the staff for doing a thorough analysis. They did a lot of my work for me. The Greenview Hotel is a small historic hotel in South Miami Beach. That, in fact, was before the council and the building commission in 2010 seeking a waiver for these same items. The waiver was granted, but in 2010, as you all remember, the recession really hit the hardest and the project never went forward. And if you get a waiver and you don't pull a building permit within a year, the waiver expires. So now the economy's gotten better and the owners are doing essentially a smaller project. They're updating the bathrooms in their guest rooms, including accessible guest rooms. And so it triggers a need for a waiver. And so we're back today respectfully requesting to recommend the commission, they grant the waiver to the Greenview. The elevator, as was mentioned, is undersized, but it's surrounded by a stair that goes behind it and wraps around it, so it's impossible to make the elevator bigger because the stair is a required means of egress, which is to make the elevator bigger, make the stairs smaller. And then for the elevated first floor, the stair is about 59 inches wide. The fire marshal considers an inclined stair lift, the amount it encroaches to be when the lift is open. So you need about an 80-inch wide stair in order to have an inclined lift on there and meet fire requirements. It's a means of egress, which this is. Unfortunately, we only have 59 and a half inches, so we're a little over 20 inches short on that. But for those reasons, providing vertical accessibility would be technically infeasible, and on that basis, we respectfully request you support our application for waiver.
Thank you. Council members, do you have any clarifying questions or comments?
Yes, this is Paul Martel. How many accessible rooms in that hotel?
Two, I believe. There's 45 rooms total.
And then, has this property been designated a historic site?
Yes.
Okay.
But that's not the grounds for the waiver, because although we could do it on that basis, it's technically infeasible in any regard, because I can't, in either case, putting vertical accessibility would basically close off the required fire exits.
Does that answer your questions, Mr. Martel?
Yes.
You
also have in your package, by the way, from 2010, a letter from the City of Miami Beach Historic Preservation Department giving details on the historic nature of the property, if you'd like to see that.
Yeah, I did read the comments on the historic nature of the building, and it certainly talked about the features of it and how it fit in with the other Art Deco and Museum District down in Miami there, but I didn't see anything that specifically said, and I know you're not asking for a waiver on in the historic nature, but I didn't see anything that said that this is a historic, site. I might have missed it.
It in fact is it's a contributing building in a historic district, and when you're a contributing building in a district, that means every contributing building is considered designated. Non-contributing buildings would be like if you built a newer building in the site that didn't meet the historic criteria.
Any other questions or comments?
I mean, you can tell by looking at the pictures that it would be technically infeasible to do anything with the elevator. So, yeah. So definitely, I go ahead and move that we go ahead and grant the waiver based on technical infeasibility.
I'll second.
Thank you. Any further discussion from council members? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion to approve this waiver on technical and feasibility, please vote by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Hearing none, that completes that order of business. Do we have any other comments from the public or council members today?
This is Mom and Donnie. I just want to let you know that at the next meeting, probably we want to put on the agenda the selection of a chair for your group, for the council. So think about it, and maybe at the next meeting we'll have some nominations and for a chair. Thank you.
Any other comments?
This is Paul Martod. I have one more question regarding the PDF of the Florida Building Code.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yes, I was just wondering. I haven't seen that in my inbox or how to access that. Or are you guys still working on getting those? Or
let's see.
I thought I did. I thought I replied to Mr. Sellers. Maybe I didn't.
Okay. I'll tell you what. If you have not received it, or
yeah, you have. You requested a PDF. The only person I haven't received anything from is James Willihan. I have a PDF for Joe Delvecchio, Beth Meyer. I have a book. Paul Martell. I have PDF. Darlene. I have PDF. Paul Vixney. I have a book, and Allison Klein. I have a book.
About the other members, you guys have received what you asked for?
I have not received it. I'll go through my email again. But.
No, I'm talking about the other members. Have you received what you requested?
I haven't received the book yet, no.
Okay. Anybody received the PDF or the book? None of you? Okay. Well, I will follow up on this and make sure you guys get the books.
Jim?
And Jim,
would you like one or the other?
PDF is fine. Thank you.
Okay.
Any further questions or comments before we close out our meeting? Hearing none, please answer roll call by saying here. Joe Delvecchio. Jim Willihan.
Here.
Beth Meyer.
Here.
Paul Martell.
Here.
Darlene Lible Crow.
Here.
Paul Vixney.
Here.
Allison Klein. Allison. Allison is not with us. It is 2:29. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for a good meeting, and have a great afternoon.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
Thank you.